With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has launched his Board of Peace, which will focus first on the Gaza ceasefire.
We have peace in the Middle East. Nobody thought that was possible. We've settled 8 wars, and I believe another one's coming pretty soon. You know what that is? The one that I thought was going to be an easy one has turned out to be probably the most difficult.
There he's referencing the war in Ukraine. The president inaugurated a new group before leaving the World Economic Forum in Davos today. Congress is scrambling to approve this year's final spending bills before next week's deadline. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
With another potential government shutdown looming next week, the House is looking to pass the final batch of spending bills, which total $1.2 trillion. GOP leadership has faced questions over Department of Homeland Security funding and dealt with the dispute over ethanol. Speaker Mike Johnson can afford very few defections with his narrow Republican majority, but he was optimistic that the funding bills would pass.
That is correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Vice President J.D. Vance is defending the ICE mission to round up illegals who've committed crimes inside the U.S. He says those interfering with ICE need to stop.
My simple piece of advice to them is going to be, look, if you want to turn down the chaos in Minneapolis, stop fighting immigration enforcement and accept that we have to have a border in this country. It's not that hard.
And he calls the ICE shooting of protester Renee Good a tragedy of her own making after she first used her vehicle to block an ICE convoy in Minneapolis, then rammed one of the officers as she tried to drive away. Road crews are spreading salt and snowplows, standing at the ready as a storm threatens snow, ice, and frigid temperatures across a broad stretch of the U.S. in coming days. It could affect some 180 million people. A booming session on Wall Street so far. The Dow right now up by about 480 points. This is SRN News. New study takes a look at the question, what people think about the Bible.
According to a poll released by the Family Research Council, 28% of regular churchgoers think the Bible is the Word of God and should be taken literally. Another 26% agree, but add the caveat that some verses are meant to be symbolic, not literal. 15% of churchgoers believe the Bible is the Word of God but contains some factual errors, and 16% say the Scriptures are just one of many holy books and no better than any of the others. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's Hispanic church congregations are growing. According to a poll released by Lifeway Research, a lot of new Latino-majority churches are springing up around the country. And while they are small, they won't be for long. The average Hispanic congregation starts with about 30 members, but by year 8, that number has increased, on average, to nearly 100 members. Half of the new churches are in 3 states. This is SRN News. A Canadian man has posed as a commercial pilot and a flight attendant to obtain free flights from U.S. Airlines.
Authorities say 33-year-old Dallas Prokornik of Toronto, pleading not guilty following his extradition, he was arrested in Panama after being indicted on wire fraud charges in federal court in Hawaii last fall. Now, court documents say Prokornik used fake employee identification to obtain tickets that were reserved for pilots and flight attendants on 3 different airlines over 4 years. The indictment does not identify those airlines. Jason Walker reporting.
Powered by strong consumer spending, the U.S. economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years from July through September. The government put out its latest GDP figures earlier today. The Commerce Department reports America's gross domestic product rose at a 4.4% annual pace in the third quarter. This is SRN News.